When we consider the scheme of redemption that God has had since the beginning of time as we know it, and more specifically the plan of salvation as we call it in the New Testament, we begin to consider the different steps God has given us that we must follow in order to be saved. We consider that we must hear the word and how necessary it is to hear that saving message. We consider that we must believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he lived on this earth, that he died for our sins, and that he arose, and that he now sits at the right hand of God. We must believe that. It's necessary. We consider that in order to become a Christian, we must repent. It's necessary to change from living that life of sin and to make that U-turn and to change to serve God. And so that's necessary. We also consider the necessity of confession, that Christianity cannot be something that we live in secret, that we must confess publicly that Jesus is the Christ, that he's the Son of God. But then we consider the step that often is overlooked by much of the world. We call it baptism, and God has called it baptism in his word. That's at least the word we have in our English Bibles. But we consider the necessity of baptism and how that we must do that in order to become Christians. And what's the purpose? Well, as we've already alluded to, it's for the forgiveness of sins. When we think about the religious world as a whole and even the broader scheme of religion in general, you've probably no doubt heard people speak of what you must do to be saved or what you need to do in this world in order to have salvation. And of course, there's a wide range of what people have said and a wide range of topics and philosophies people have come up with. But the question we must consider, is baptism really necessary? Well, where should we go to find that answer? Well, of course, we go to God's inspired word. There's no other place to go. And so let's consider that question from God's word. We think about verses like Acts 2 and verse 38, when Peter and the other apostles stood up on the day of Pentecost and preached to them that powerful sermon. The people there asked the question, what do we need to do to be saved? What is it that we need to do to have salvation? What was the answer he gave? Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For what reason? For the remission of sins. It doesn't mean because of the sins that you've already been forgiven of, but it means to have forgiveness of sins. It's in baptism where your sins are washed away. Does that take away from the necessity of all the other steps? No, but it also means that that step is equally important, that baptism is that mode by which our sins are washed away. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, arise and be baptized and do what? And wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. When are our sins washed away? When we're baptized. It's that figurative washing of the Spirit. When we come into contact with the blood of Christ, our sins are washed away. There's no need to fear that somehow, you know, we've not done what we need to do. When we follow God's plan, we can know truly that we've done what he said. And we come to verses like Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, that we are buried with Christ in baptism for what purpose? To arise and walk in newness of life. When is it that we arise to walk in newness of life? When we've been buried with Christ in baptism. Not before, it's when we are buried with him. And we come to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. When we consider those verses, how important baptism is in our lives, we can know for sure from God's word that it truly is baptism that washes away our sins. Is it necessary? Yes, it's necessary. It's not necessary to believe the words of man or any philosophy, but let's consider the words of God. So many times we neglect the simple answer, the simple truth, and the overwhelming evidence we have from God's word that convicts us and shows us that baptism truly is necessary.